Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. That you're allowed to learn any time. Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. That's where we started. If you remember the beginning of this is Man, back in January. We saw the Mishnah, Elu Dvarim Shal Nochavir, also the Pesach, the Chit and Sorim, the Kusim, the Shifu, the Shifu, the Shifu, the Shul. We will not have time to go into the long discussion over the Oats of Shifu, the Shul, or not. Suffice it to say that our experiment that we did in conjunction with Rabbi Schwartz, Shalita, seemed to indicate that even though it was gluten-free oats, it did have some of the simonim of chibus. It was much, certainly much closer to wheat than it was to rice. That's the whole thing. It's not how you slice it. It's clearly more close to wheat than it was to rice. And we also had barley, and we had...
Didn't the barley not have the signs of...
barley? I think oats had more signs of chibus than barley had. Am I correct? Is that what we saw? What was the fourth? Wheat? Right. So again, what I'm pending judgment because when we learn the third parak in Bit Hashem, Havol Eilu L'Tova, after we're starting Shir Pesach, right after Thursday, Isru Chavos on Shir, and the Bechinas will be due. You'll get your Bechinas with some new technology, but they're due in on the Monday after Pesach as well. Okay, so you have a little time over Yontif to do some chazar. In any event, so I want to wait to learn the third parak. They tell you some of the simon of chibutz. You saw the cracks and the this and the rising. What is chibutz? That's really a fundamental question, which we never really spoke about. We spoke about, a little bit technically, but it makes some additional insights in the third parak. We'll have to remember this. I assume in your mind's eye, you remember some of those simon. We saw cracks and the cracks. Oh yeah, there actually some who took pictures? Oh, so those pictures may come in handy again after Yontif. We'll try to make some more headway in that. Okay, fine. We're not going into that right now. But one thing is clear, that the Gemara Darsh is over here, that whatever chimutz is the key, not only for chametz, but it's the key to identifying what the five minim are, based on this Gemara. The Gemara is right over here in the stuff. This is the place in Shas where it's found. Sofim, Lamed, Hey, Omud, Aleph. What does that mean? Over the Sokol, Olav, Chomet, Shivis, Amtol, Masl, Lechamoni, Roma, Borma, Dechimutz, Odom, Yotz, Nechavasa, Bepesach, Yotzu, Elu, Shein, Borma, Dechimutz, Elu, Dei, Sirchon. You see, Klar, the definition of the Chamesh, the meaning is not based upon anything else but what's Machmetz and what's not Machmetz. Fine. Question, of course, becomes how wide-ranging is this drush? That in order to be Yotzu, Mitzvah, Matz, it has to be Borma, Dechimutz. We have this big Machlokus, but we can't go into the full depth of it right now. What's Chat? The min, the species, is bala de chimutz. What is particular isa, this particular dough, can be bala de chimutz. A tremendous machlokus with many makoros in the Rishonim, the Ramban, and others, back and forth. It goes to the Magen Avraham, Rabbi Akiva Eger. They all talk about this question. What does it really mean? Does it mean that the min is bala de chimutz, or does it mean that the particular isa is bala de chimutz? And it could be many nafkaminas. One of them might even be oats. If oats as a min can be brought to the chimus, this particular one because it was purified, if not, if one passes on nafkamina, cholot, if the min is brought, but then you cholot the baroskin and it can no longer reach chimus, might be another nafkamina. That's the question with the heat processing of the oats. But until this year, they said oats is a shara. They weren't worried about me, about Professor Felix and all those naysayers. No, they were because they were taking the stuff in Baltimore, they said it's a shayla because they were heat processing. This year, we called them up, no more heat processing. They found a way how to do it. And in England also, they said, that's based in England. They found a way out of new technology, not heat processing, so therefore it's bala de chimutz to chol adek. But you see that in oat matzahs themselves, it's a double shayla of bala de chimutz. One, we think we resolved the kula by our experiment, we think. We know some rabbi in Israel thought that way. And number two, the heat processing, which is a shayla, we can't resolve that one, that's a machlokas haposkim, they resolved it technically by eliminating the need to heat process it, and therefore it's not like cholin at all. Okay? Again, this bekits and nimrit, today is a very quick chazara, because we want to get to the Haggadah, just some of the actual highlights. And there's many makoros, you may recall one of our main flows with the Dibrei Cheskel, a long truth about this very poem. He wanted to know, this one that bala de chimutz over here is an additional din. What's the additional din? Ushmartem es hamatzis. What do you watch? The question that a ganav shouldn't steal it? That's ushmartem. It's Obviously, Shmaya Mazim means it shouldn't bother the chimutz. They're two different dinim. One is based on this, one is based on that. Could be not community halacha lemaisa, but that's because they have to become a possibility of chametz gomer, or they have to become chametz nuksha. Again, I'm just giving you Rashi Prokim highlights, but we spent a lot of time on this very important topic. It was our first time we spoke about it at the very beginning of this month. So, just going over it very lightly and brief. Fine. So, we discuss it in a minute. Next, we should also spend a lot of time, again in a minute, is May Paris. Oh, May Paris is the command on the top line of Abraham and Beis. Ein Machmitz. What do you mean, May Paris, Ein Machmitz? So, there are two cases here, both sides. There's a case of May Paris with water and May Paris without water. And there can be different opinions with respect to both of them. Some may say that May Paris without water is Chometz Nukshe. With water could be Chometz Gomer. And some could say no, May Paris alone is Heter Gomer. And with water will be Chometz Nukshe. And they all seem to be working with an assumption that there is a concept of Chometz Nukshe. Why do they say there's a concept of Chometz Nukshe in the context of May Paris? Where does it say so? So based on the deep lashon of the Gemara, what the Gemara says, "Ein chayav al chimutz karis," implies that some kind of thing called chametz nukshe. So the machlokus is only rishonim, is that with water or without water? Again, if that's with water, then without water is het the gomer. That's the way the Tam, and what they call from Rashi, the other way around. With water is nukshe, and without water is nukshe, and with water is chametz gomer. And they both have a case of Nukshe based on Lashon of the Gemara. The Rambam, no. Poshrat Rambam is without water, it's Heter Gomer. With water, it's Chametz Gomer. So what do you do with this Gemara? So the Gemara says, again, Laman Heyam and Aleph. Gemara tells us, Ishin and Yenoshim, B'yayin Shem and Vash, Hein Chayob and Achimutz Akar, it means it's Mutter. Why do I say such a Lashon? Akash and Vamaisen. That's Ishin, B'yayin and Rambam. So there seem to be three opinions, again, very, very quick overview. It's interesting. Rambam quotes him, and let's open the Shulchan Aruch. We have no time. We just go to the Shulchan Aruch just to see some of the highlights. Just open to the Shulchan Aruch to see where he discusses some of these things. May Paris Ein Machmitzin is found in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Samach Beis Sifal. So the book of Rambam, right? The Chabad Rambam. Nachmitz is Ashkenaz and Sfardim. Tov Samach Beis. Sifal May Paris below mine Ein Machmitz in Klal. Umut the level of Pesach. Okay. Finished. And you're not Yotze at the Seder. Matzah Shira. It's Lechamoni. Sif Beis. May Paris in Mayim and Marim Lachmitz Yosim and Sharisa. Tikkoch Ein Lolosh Ben. The Lolosh Ben Yafa Miyat. Okay, and if not, then what happens? So Be'alocha says, please open up. Tov Samach Beis is the first Be'alocha. The Marim La'achmetz, he's talking now about May Paris with water. Plukta, according to the Tam, Chometz Nukshe. According to the Rambam, it's Chometz Gamur. Okay, this is what the Be'alocha quotes over here, as we spoke about a few minutes ago. All this is very nice. Until the Rambam comes along and says, "With Medina's Elu, Ein Noagin Lolosh May Paris, I feel licked off Hamatzis. Ein Noagin, Rakli Achar, Afiyos, and Dorin Mechamim. Vein Lashanis and Lo, which has a trap, the Tzorch Echola, Ozokim, Hatzor Rechlozen." Psak of the Rambam, Ashkenazim, but stuck. Unless a Chola is okay, then you shouldn't really be using it at all. That's what it comes out. You shouldn't be using it at all. Okay, this is the psak of the Ashkenazim. We don't use Ekmatzis unless it's a case of a chola or a case of a zokein. Sometimes a cotton is considered the category of chola. The teeth don't work so well, and that's what they is quoted la halacha lemaisa. Fine. Minhag Ramah. Once we're on the topic of Minhag Ramah, Rabbi Osai, it's another Minhag Ramah, which is a very important minhag, which is again what I call a universally accepted minig of Ashkenazim. The Sfarim are not bound by this whatsoever. That's the question that we call kidneys. So the Ramah is found over here in Siman Tov Nun Gimel Sif Aleph. Orez, the Mechaber says it's Heter Gomer. No problem. The yesh osrim. Some say you shouldn't do it. Why shouldn't you do it? Chumra, says the Mishnah Berurah. Shechmir aleihem. Tam chumrazu. Lefanim tvua maura b'mina kitnius. The yesh levar yofeh. Also the dechimas sheof ma yivashlim. Things get mixed in together. Right? And, some say because they grind it into flour and don't mix it up. They won't. Now, if you go with that second reason, you should ask the potatoes, as the Chayam once suggested. And I told you that they wanted to call the same for Misa Soda, because you can't live without potatoes on Pesach. No one that I know about asks potatoes. You know, the second reason applies, they make it into potato starch cake all the time. But we do accept the Chumrah of Kitnias. There's a big fight now about quinoa. Is it Kitnias or not? The truth is, in the spirit of the law, for sure it's Kitnias. Because they make them in the same bags that they make the wheat. There's a whole tumult in South America, different countries. Right now, so I tell people that they should try to avoid it, because some people say it's either the letter of the law or the spirit of the law of Kitnias, but since the some Ashkenazim still exist on them, even Ashkenazim, the pinch and wants to rely upon those views, they may actually do so. Now the Ramah does say, with this chumrah of Kitnias, it ain't does not ask a b'diavad if it's a taruvis, and you can use the shemen of Kitnias, you can use the lahadlik, and if they don't, will not ask her, if they fall into a tavshil, and you can leave it in your house, you don't have to sell it, etc., etc., etc. Good. These are the basic dim of kidneys. Adkan, fine. Just a few more highlights of what we spoke about in this parak. Again, I'm skipping the majority of the whole sugi with lechem, which we spent so much time on. Again, because it's not such a pace of the sugi so much, even though it comes up over here in the sugi here, in Kol Shah, as in Brachas. Let's turn to a latest, which is a very much halacha lemaisa, which is the sugya of shelachem. We just moved from this lamed hem and aleph, we're going all the way to the sugya over here of lamed chesem and aleph. Just skipping a lot, just to chazir some of the highlights, which is as follows. Matzah miksiv matzasem. You have to have matzasem. You have to have matzah belongs to you. Never heard of it. Chala meila by esrig. Okay, chet says the Gemara. Ask your lechem lechem. Sivach lechem oni. Sivosam v'ayav acholchem lechem oritz. Chala malhal mishalachem. Afkan mishalachem. This leads to an entire discussion, which we're going to just go over lightly and briefly, where the matzah must belong to you. The matzah you are yotzi with on Seder night, must it be yours or need it not be yours? And a simple reading of the Gemara, the answer is yes, it has to be yours. That's what it sounds like. It says that it's the same as the esrog has to be yours, everybody knows that. So too, the matzah also has to be yours. I mean, that's a simple reading of the Gemara. Matzah aschem. Fine. So it would appear. Question becomes, as the Mekor Chaim asks his kasha, wait a minute. If you have bacholchem yilechem ha'aretz, if I have dough, that's not mine. You mean to tell me I can eat that challah without being mafresh? Doesn't sound right. So let's say I even stole the wheat. Still have to be mafresh challah. So the Mekor Chaim was a chiddush nifla. Sure, you have to be mafresh challah. You know why? Not because of you, because of the nigzel. Belongs to him. So there's a chiyuv on the hefta of the dough, which you have to be mafresh challah from. That's that's Kiddush number one. Kiddush number two in this question of Chal, what do you mean? The minute I chew it, I am Konet. It becomes mine. It doesn't belong to the Nidl anymore. So no. So the Mekor Chaim says something quite amazing. He says, Enochinam. There's no problem. The problem is possible because of mitzvah bo ba'aveira. Move on. Mitzvah ba'aveira. It's only the aveira is it the chewing and the mitzvah is at the swallowing. So those who learn the sukkahs in third paragraph of sukkahs know, akiva torah hanocha, it's one long process, it's considered to be the same time, mitzvah bo ba'aveira. This way he wants to suggest that if it's morah, which is the rabbanon, the Shagas Arya says, if you make them by this other layer, perhaps you could be yotzi. Discussion. Fine. That's the question. Now it's interesting to know that the Rambam is the source for the fact that Gozel is possible. The question is, you have the Rambams in Chesam Tzimatzo? I think it's in the back. Take a look at Perek Vav, Halacha Zayin and Ches. Just quickly, if you have it in the back, to see some of this discussion. Okay. Zeh klal at Rambam. Kol shebevaruch le birchas hamazon yotze matzah. Otherwise not. This sounds to be that if it's presumably not yours. It talks about tevel, ma'aserishin, shumaso, etc., etc. That's an halacha zayin. Halacha ches. What does he say? You can be yotze with ma'aser sheni. Yotze with ma'aser sheni. In certain cases. Nechav b'chol makom, pitnin, etc., etc. Wait a minute. But the Rambam paskins that Ma'aser Sheni is Mavon Gavoah. It's a sugya over here in Masechta Pesachim. So it's not yours. So the Rabbeinu Manoach says you don't need Din Mamon. You don't need Din Mamon. What does that mean? What happened to the Din of Shalachem? Well, Shalachem just means what he calls Heter Achila. That's what some suggest. Got a whole arichas. The kitzer of Osai. The Taz says you need lachem mamish. But if you are a guest, you quote borrow the matzah becomes yours. Why? Because it's an umdun in the muchach. Since I'm quote borrowing the matzah to be yotze the mitzvah, and I cannot be yotze without it being mine, it's clear as day that the balabais is being machnet to me. But it really has to be shalachem. According to this understanding, you really need matzah shalachem. Only thing is that if you're a guest at someone's table, it really is shalachem, because undoubtedly the balabais is being makna to you, so you should be able to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah on Seder night. We take a look at Moshe in Siman Tov Nun Dalet. This is where it comes up a bit in the Mishnah Brewer here. Sivkotin Tes Vav. The Mechabas, you're not yotzei with matzah gzula. The Mishnah Brewer writes, why lechem, right? Arisel sechem, etc. That's all the gzula. If you borrow it, you yotze. Obviously, you have the mind to give it to make it yours. You're going to eat it. You're not going to give it back. But he says, if many people are baking matzahs in the same oven, it gets mixed up. He said, kol mi sheyagia matzos liyado yelo b'matana. You have to give it to him b'matana. So that's the Mishnah Brewer. All right? Yeah, that's it. You have to do it. Fine. Nafkaminis, Isle of Anafik Azuzi. If you buy matzahs and you didn't pay for it yet, and the guy needs the money and he was pressing you for the money, you're not calling him a king in Kesef, so you should make sure to pay, which may not have that custom. However, the Imre Bina, as it says, Maisa b'chol yom, and there are guests, and they don't make any kinyonim, and still they're fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah. How can it be? He quotes a Ran in the Dor Lamadala, which he interprets to mean that the typical guest who puts food on my plate, it belongs to him and doesn't belong to me. So then how in the world can you be yotze? Says there in Rabina, you don't need shalachem. Finally, after all discussion that he broke through, you don't need shalachem. You don't need it. You don't need it. Why? Chala also doesn't need shalachem. As the Makor Chaim said, he has the kashi and the terraces. Is Enochinami? Enochinami? So he says, as long as it belongs to somebody else, Bechala, what about matzah? So Rabbi Chana has about it. According to the Rambam, you don't need Shalachem at all. What do I so say? It's only Memayit, something which doesn't have real ownership, such as it belongs to Hektish, belongs to a guy. It doesn't belong. It's not my mind if the matzah belongs to my friend, because the same as the Rav Machala. Chala belongs to my friend, the Chayim and Chala. Only those belong to Hekka Shirigoya, not Chayim and Chala. So I saw Bechal in the Kovat Shirin, Simen, Kuf, Ayin. Kuf, Ayin. Nope. This is a machlokas which we can't resolve, but in a Pashup Shat, the Klai Yisrael has been Soma Kutula all the years in this Shayim. Fine, we had a couple of discussions over giving B'matana, but that's going to belong to you. We're not going to go into that, into those details. It's interesting that those who claim that if the matzah is not put on my plate, it actually does belong to me. It does belong to me. That's what the Sfasemis says. Adata dahochi yoyevlo. Sukulamene. If you give a ring to a woman to be Mekadosh Bo, obviously give it to that man. So over here too. If you're giving someone an esrik to be ultimate, the yomset. That's what you have in mind. And even the Taz, who seems to be discussing the issue from a different perspective, is that a stammer person. But if you have a guest, it's almost inevitable you're giving it to him that he should be koneh. And if you look at the svar, they call it even a plain, a typical case, an oreach would be koneh. Look at him as kedushin. If I'm a guest in your house, you give me an apple, I give the apple to the girl sitting next to me, she's like, looks pretty, give her the apple, grab a kodeshes, leave. The kodeshes! I'm not telling you should do something, but the kodeshes, because it's your apple. It's your apple. What do you do with the Gemara in Nidarim? No, that's different. There, it's talking about Buder Hano. So there, if you look there in the rush, at the minute that you invite him, he's already, there's an issue because you're having an offer from him. Or it's a different umdunas over there. The kitzah, to make a long story short, most posts can assume you can be yotzei as a guest at someone else's table, either because you don't need shalachem, or because it is shalachem, that's minig Yisrael. Those who want to make a specific hakna, okay, that's certainly their choice, but minig Yisrael, Siddurim throughout the world, no one makes specific akno. It's assumed again one of the two. Either you don't need akno, or there is akno, b'stam, and therefore that's what we do with Klal Yisrael as far as the shalachem aspect of matzah is concerned. Good. Now, Rabosai, let's spend some time on the next topic. Again, what is shmurim? Well, again, we don't have time to go into all the pratim, but the kitzah nimritz. The concept of Shimur exists here in the Lamed Chesed Beis. Just going a very quick overview here. Lamed Chesed Beis, the top line is Shmartim es Hamatzes, Matzah Mishtameres Hashem Matzah, Yotzeh Zuzu Shem Mishtameres Hashem Matzah L'Shem Zevach. So Rashi says, Kol Shimur Shata Mishamra Shalot Tachmitz Iskavim L'Shem Matzah Shal Mitzvah. How do you remember we saw it? L'Shem Matzah Mitzvah. We all were there by the factory. Yeah, that's based on Rashi. The Shem Matas Mitzvah. You have to have it. When are you doing it? During everything. You do it during the, we saw it in the factory. They said it when they mixed the dough and they ground it, rolling everything. Everyone said the Shem Matas Mitzvah. Fine. This is, of course, only beginning. We saw Bishas Lisha. The Yushalmi certainly holds this way, because the Yushalmi famously says in the Kamsa Ochal Nefesh, so therefore the Yishami says the only time you need Shmishas Lisha. Why? Because only the time you put the water into the flour, that's when it has the potential to become chametz, and the Shimur is to prevent that from happening. That's exactly the definition of Shimur. This is the Yishami sheet. Are there those who disagree? Yes. There's another Gemara Bosai on the Mem Amar Aleph, towards the very end, last two lines. Rabbi Lahani the Mahapchi Kipi. What's Mahapchi Kipi? Ha'amorim, the koshiness, ha'amorim, the most akotah, they're harvesting the wheat. Ki ma'apchisu, afichu, l'shein, and our gear is mitzvah. Alma kasava shimim me'ekar, mitzvah tzavah bina. This is called Shmur Mishas Tzira. What we call in our slang, Shmur Matzah, means this. Shmur Mishas Tzira. That's what we call Shmur Matzah. Is there an in-between view? Yes. Tchina. Why Tchina? Because de facto, That's when the water gets in contact, at least through these water mills. And from that point on, is when there's a chance of it becoming chametz, even though you haven't put water in it to start the kneading process. So shir mim mishas tchina. The Rosh quotes all three opinions, and they're duly quoted in Shulchan Aruch as well. From when on do you need a ketzira? Take a look over here in Siman Tov Nun Gimel. It's right the same page you're up to before. Siv Dalet. Hachitim she'osin a mitzvah matzah, matzah mitzvah. Tov l'shomash lo yipla lehem mayim mishas tzira. This one up there. Ulefachos mishas tchina, the Rosh. Uveshas atchak, muto likach kemach menashuk. As long as it's shomar, mishas lisha ve'elech. So all three opinions are found in Siman Tov Nun Gimel and Siv Dalet. But they all seem to agree you need the shei matzah mitzvah. The Rambam never has such a concept. You don't find it anyway. Rambam is a chumra lekula. You'll never find that the Rambam will say, in a positive sense, you have to have the shame matzah mitzvah. Just the shame matzah. As a matter of fact, you look on the side over here. Afichu the shame, we have the gears of the shame mitzvah, os dal, in the Gemaras, the shame matzah. Big difference. The shame matzah just means it shouldn't become chametz. This sheet is Rambam. That's his kula. What's the chumra? I know. That's the Maharsha Tzira. When is it required? What did the Rambam? No. All 7 days. All seven. Everyone is assuming it didn't happen. Two go together a little bit. I mean, you have to invest it with the Shema. That's only the Leila Seder. If it's just the Shem Matzah, then it stands to reason it should be really all Pesach. Nonetheless, all Pesach, there's room to be made, right? Even according to the Rambam, it's only Din L'Chatchila. But say tonight, no, he insists on Shmur Matzah. What's the difference? We have the famous Meshech Chochma. But the Meshech Chochma says in his Hashmot, the Parshas Bo, that there's a difference between an Aseh and a Los Aseh. Look, he says, come on. You're watching it from the time of the Lisha, there's almost zero chance to become Chometz. It says it's such a small, tiny chance. It's almost for sure not going to happen. Says the Meshach, that's true. That's why all 7 days, if you can't get Shmur Matzah, you can have regular Matzah. But comes to say tonight, not enough, that there's an overwhelming chance it's not Chometz. Because if Chalila Mechaz is Chometz, and you follow the preponderant majority and ate it, you're part of the club. It's an onus. Who has ever eaten meat in his life in this room? Have you eaten meat? Yeah? You did an MRI on the behemoth to make sure that there was no trephus in any of the Yudches trephus. You don't have MRIs. We rely on the roof. And if Chatz Shalom comes out and we ate Mutter, we didn't do anything wrong. Kach Gos Retor, you follow the majority. You don't have to check for the small minorities. Oh. But what would happen? We admit to eat Basa. Oh yeah, Korban Pesach. Or Rabbah said it's still possible. What's today's date? Yud. I'm expecting any minute to get the Shofar Shel Mashiach. It's still light outside in Eretz Yisrael. And then Mashiach will come, we'll do Bikur starting today. Bikur 4 days of Korban Pesach. We'll be back with the Korban Pesach on Monday. We're all ready to go. I can't finish Shofar. Chalila B'chast, Mashiach does not come today, so tomorrow and Shabbat ain't coming. That's what it says in the Gemara. There's still Motzei Shabbos on Sunday. It'd be a little tight, the logistics. It'd be a shame in Chaschinach, you'd be Makam Korban Pesach with no beaker and a pinch. Halavai should be Zerchah, Mashiach should come and pass in the Shailah. Okay, let's hope. Let's say we'll come to Korban Pesach. And I take a Shepsala, a little sheep, and I shecht it, and everything, and then it turns out it was a trefer. So I wasn't already Averis, but they happened to have the mitzvah of Achilles Korban Pesach. So the Meir Shalom says, no, you are the mitzvah. So you should try your best. You shouldn't even rely on the majority. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think the Mashiach would require an MRI for every cell, Levesova, cell, Avoyas. My instinct tells me not that way. I am simply going to come back and say, Mashiach, in my Shtigl Torah, you should do an MRI. They'll say it's not true. Although I don't know, when Mashiach comes, maybe just as they come through, instead of having a metal detector, it'll be an automatic MRI. Yeah, good. No good. Found a trefer. I don't know. You should be zochah to the Mashiach and find out what's going to be. B'mehar Yameinu. Hopefully, B'mehar Yameinu Mamish the next few days. Let's hope. Today, Hayom, Hayom, we call it Israel. Okay. These are some thoughts that we're thinking about as we come close to the Chag of Pesach and doing Chazara on these very fascinating inyanim. Okay. So again, the machlokes in the Shmur Matzah is that only a Chumra say the night. That's what almost all of Rishon say, the Dinah Lishma. And the Iker Adin, Tzenachta Mishas Lisha, Benetchina, best Ksira, and then our minigas to use Ksira. The Rambam has a different view all 7 days, L'chatchila at least, it's a matzah and L'shem mitzvah, and the distinction between the Seder night and the rest, there's the Meshech Chochmah's explanation, there are other explanations as well, but time is not allowed to go past this. I want to get to that God as soon as possible. So these are some of the issues of L'shem matzah's mitzvah. Fine. Again, there's a discussion, again, since it's Iker Shemus Mishas Lisha, so you have to be careful. You have a dough, it shouldn't be left alone. But the Shmir Mishas Ktsira is a different kind of a Shmir. That water shouldn't come onto it. It's a different kind of a Shmir completely. It may not cut it. Because according to some Poskim, Rabbi Osai, just to mention briefly, if you need the Shem Shavu Shadat Matzah in a positive sense, the question is when is it going to be Chal? Could be it's not enough that it's going to be, we spoke about this before, what would happen if somebody took the flour and was cholent, put in boiling water. So some will say, you know, even though right now it cannot become chametz gomer, but it could have become chametz gomer before, so the shmir from tzira and tchina will suffice. I say, no, it doesn't suffice. That's not a real shmira. You know, the water shouldn't come on it. Shmir means, yeah, it shouldn't become chametz by itself. So, you know, it works both ways. I'm just giving you some of the highlights. I want to discuss briefly before we get to the very last topic and then we start the Haggadah, Machine masks. I'm not going to discuss now in this brief context which is preferable from the perspective of chametz. You saw yourself strikes. You saw yourself tell a papa. Our initial conclusion was with Rabbi Welch is staying on top of the tzelem papa matzahs that was better, but there's more room for error, for human error, when it comes to hand matzahs, obviously. So there's many more hands on it. So if you're going to buy a hand, you should try to buy from a reputable place. Also, the thinner the better, the faster the better. That's why we have hard matzahs. Thinner, again, is better. We're always afraid of a little bit being unbaked in the middle. Machine matzahs, on the other hand, is less room for human error, but almost inevitably, they rely on people. The way the machine goes, remember that guy came in, they put his hand in, afraid of his hand, sticks it with an air blower to get all the stuff out from under those moving parts of the machines. He couldn't have gotten everything. Impossible. So you're relying on Bittler by definition. Unless 18 minutes. So that's why in my house we have machine mounts. People prefer them. It's easier to digest. 18 minutes. And for the Seder, we have a Seder Papa. That's what we bought, Seder Papa. $21 a pound, yeah. Could have gotten it cheaper in Williamsburg when we were there. Lost a few dollars. But Baruch Hashem, it's well spent money. I think it's very... Has anyone opened their boxes yet? No. I want to see how many boxes is in the pound. I've got the relevant for the shear. If you get Pesach to go, I think you can probably find it somewhere. But what we spoke about is now in print. I actually saw it yesterday for the first time. It came to my shul and it was delivered. My wife thought it was ridiculous, some of those fractions, 2/13, 2/9. I said, well, I had to approximate. What are you going to do? I mean, it can't be the same if it's 6 to a matzah and 7 to a matzah. 6 to a pound, 7 to a pound. All right. She understood a quarter. I thought she understood, you know. I understand. They told me this today that in the shul, they complained with that. The Breuer's bulletin, the old days, those who remember Rabbi Breuer, Rabbi Breuer was Nifter, Chodesh Ir. It's now 31 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. Rabbi Breuer took about a third of a mat, they only used machine in the old days. They never look at hand mats. Now they became Easternized. They even have they have KAJ hand mats. Rabbi Breuer will be turning over for this. But they used to put on the bulletin, 1/3 of a matzah. Of a machine, that's even a little less than me. 1/3 of a machine. Now, the new rabbi, a full machine matzah. Full matzah. So the people who brought it said, what's going on there? Inflation. And I said, well, I saw explaining to them, it made one kazayas, two kazayas, this shear, that shear. I don't want to get, you know, the rabbi now is a more yeshivish rabbi, is all the typical, can't blame him. Every day school gives out that shear. So what do you want from the rabbi should be not as far as the typical day school. So he keep pace. But I still hold from what we said, printed, you can rely on that again. You want to eat more, we said before, the more you eat, it's a bigger mitzvah. But, yeah. Okay. So what about machine matzahs for the safe? So of course, in Brewers, that's what they use. They would never use the hand matzah, they viewed as being chametz. So they had to use machine matzah. There was no choice whatsoever. The question becomes, is that legitimate or not? To use machine, what's the problem?
Shmur machine.
Of course, shmur machine. But is that the problem? Is the shma? Can you have the shma? So when you do it with your own bare hands, the shayim matzah mitzvah, it works. But what if you don't? So some say it's just a person that doesn't do anything. It's not considered to be the shma, and you cannot be out to the mitzvah. Finish. Can't do it. Chazanish is famous for saying you press a button, and everything goes forever. It's considered as if you did a lishma. He's talking about tzitzis. But the same thing by tzvi and tzitzis should apply by the machine matzis as well. You press a button, and it goes. It keeps going. Oh. Now, there's a tremendous discussion about this issue, whether you can be yotzi or not. The Rambam would say it should be good. It's presumably done the shame matzah. And the shame matzah means just watching it carefully, and you are watching it carefully. And some say, what about the shame zevach pasels? That's a psul. Psul miyuchah, the shame zevach. But other than that, if it's just a shame matzah, it would be okay. Fine. The question becomes, Rabbi Osai, are machine matzahs, the bottom line, whether they're good or whether they're no good. Of course it's good. I'm watching it. We saw it in Ashkiah, watching it the whole time. So can I fulfill the din of Shema by watching it? Shema. Doesn't say, if I see since it's a Shemaita. He was actually watching it. Just watch it. That's all. It's enough. You're watching it. Some of the Rishonim said that. If you watch it, it's good enough. And there's a discussion of whether that suffices. Some say yes. And some say no. And they bring a funny comparison to by Shmir, by Efer Poro. If you're watching it, can I be showing something in somebody else's hands? There's a Hadas, I'm not looking properly enough. And there's a Ra'or, there's a Ritva. Bottom line, those who have a Masorah based avos to rely upon machine matzah shmura, they have what to rely upon. No question about it. The combination of factors, you press the button, or you're watching it, or you don't need it in the first place, in that positive sense. But everybody else, I think it's preferred for the Seder to have hand matzahs. Again, should be, make sure it's matzahs, not hand chametz. Hand matzahs. But I think, frankly, I think you were gonna try every single one of the bakeries is good. I mean, Motzi Laz Chatz V'Shalom. We went to Tel Aviv, it was very good. Rabbi Welch was very, very good. But I'm not being Motzi Shem on it. They do the best they can. They're pukim, they're doing it, but it's meager, then it's all good. And I think the first night you should do that, even if the rest of the Seder, you'll stay away from it because of the balance shifts. You may feel it's safer to have machine matzahs. That may be true. But we need sometimes take chances. We'll take a chance and have the hand matzah because we want to make sure to be yotzei the din l'shva. Okay. I'm not even saying that. It could be that the hand matzah that we have is better than the machine matzah from the perspective of chametz too. I really think so, as we saw it too. I thought unbalanced, they're both good. But, okay, fine. I just want to end up in a few minutes the last topic of the Chazara, which is the topic of Mora. Mora. Again, briefly, very briefly, the topic of Mora. So the first question is, what is Mora? What is Mora? So let's start. Is horseradish Mora? Our Natiya was no. I'm saying the Tia, not saying the Tzak, because it's Klal Yisrael been using it for a long, long time. Why not? It just doesn't fit into any of the 5 minutes. There's no, you don't find it in the Rishonim. You find in one place where it says Meretuch. This is the famous Maimon from Dr. Schaefer, which was quoted in that Hilchos Chag B'Chag. He got his hand on it. It says it. I told you, I spoke to Dr. Schaefer. I called him up. He said he was unaware that he was quoted in Hilchos Chag B'Chag. He said it was, as far as he knows, it was not translated into Hebrew. I guess from a copy that he reads English, or some read English for him. It's a big problem. It doesn't seem to fit into any of the, it seems to maybe be a mistake. I don't want to go into all the problem of how it came about. Whatever. Those who use it, but obviously you really should use letters. But I will say two things. One, even if you use letters, no guarantee you'll take. Because the Chazanish has a chumrah. He said it has to be bitter. She had a Rashban later, seems to say that way. It has to be bitter, tamara. And now tamara is not bitter at all. It will become bitter if you leave it for a while. And it's true enough in the Rishon, but it's sweet, it's good. Chazanish conventions with the Rishon, but you get out of it. Meaning Yisrael Rabosai is to use the Roman lettuce, either because the Chazanish is incorrect, or as some want to say, even the slightest tinge of bitterness is enough for the Chazanish, and it exists in Roman lettuce. It's true, it's a little bit different than the iceberg lettuce. I told my Rabban Kondo used iceberg lettuce. He couldn't check the Roman for infestation. Okay? So, who uses iceberg lettuce for more? Nobody. We use Roman lettuce. Why? Because it's a little... Villaraya, when I was a kid, I didn't like it. No, I mean, the iceberg was sweet, and this was a... We use the word bitter as a bit of an overstatement, but it's the tiniest tinge. Either that works, or you don't need more than that. You don't need the maritime marital. That's minig Yisrael. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, the way to defend horseradish is the Rambam. But the Rambam discusses the 5 minutes, the chameshes minei mora are found in the Mishnah Eli Yerukas on that Lamed Tesem analysis in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel Sifhei. Is an interesting din in the Rambam. Interesting din. The din is, if ain lo echa be elo yerokas, yikach lano shal yerek mar, right? And good enough. Why? Matzah merorim. Some Rishonim say that these are me'ikir din, even though it's not one of the chameshim aminim, doesn't matter. Or it's called mar, right? That the last one is an all-inclusive. Either one of those two. And they say, that's what Rabbi Dr. Schaefer has, that in Europe, and as they moved north and east, they simply could not get their hands on lettuce, which is true to this day. I mean, what grows doesn't grow there, it's too cold. And therefore, they were in the absence of lettuce, they relied upon horseradish, based on some, however it got there, meretich, whatever it may be. And they assumed that it's bitter, and it's at least no worse than the Ramos. Meaning, he questioned, is that bitter or is it sharp? He said, it's really sharp, not bitter. Of course, if you're going to use meretich, so believe it or not, the Chachma Shlomo on the side of the Shema said, you use plain retich too, right? There's a radish. Why do you need a horseradish? It's right, plain radish. Because meinian is the chidushim, agabe chidushim. No one I know uses anything but horseradish. But even that, even though it has a very long and storied tradition in Ashkenazi Jews, Svarim, I can't imagine using it. Right? No way in the world. You were smart, you lived in warmer climates. And you always had lettuce available to you. Sure. You don't want lettuce, use endives. That's true, that certainly works. Right here. Endives. That's right. Where's the Rashi? Use some kind of the Gemara. Hindavi. Right? Hindavi. Chazer is a schas, that's the number one priority, the best lettuce. Bullshit is Hindavi, endives. And Tamcha, some say Tamcha is horseradish, it's probably not. Some say more so, it's probably not. Again, okay? On both sides, I wanted to end this by 11:30. I've got to have 3 minutes. Yeah?
What exactly would be
inside
of Roman lettuce?
Okay, fill up. Use a stalk. I'll kind of miss that. Let me get to my next point. I'll take care of kazayas as well. A kazayas is the same kazayas. A kazayas fills up a certain amount of CCs. When it comes to maror, it's easier when it comes to matzah to measure it. You'll see in a minute when I'm driving it. What about the idea of leaves versus stalks? Where in the world does this come from? Let's take a look by both sides to see this concept, where it's from. The concept of stalks and leaves. So Rav also comes from certain of the Rishonim, based upon Rav Osai, if you will, in the Lashon of the Mishnah, on Glamates. What does it say? It says, Yotzin v'kelach shalahem. Mishnah. Please turn to the Hagos Asher Rav Osai in Simon Yotess. So show a little bit inside. I know it's a very quick chazar, but it's something. Simon Yotess, Hagos Asher. The shorish is no good, the root is no good. What is that all about? Only kelach and not shorish. So when it comes to the lettuce, it's good. When it comes to the grain, the whole thing is a shorish. The whole thing is on the ground. Except a teeny little bit on top. So it goes to a whole tumult that the Mogad of Taz and the Mogad of Rom, they took the top for the Mor and the other stuff for the Korech. A whole Arichos as Mor. Okay, bottom line is that since we should better use lettuce, and it seems to me, Yosef Bekelach means the stalk, and that's the ideal thing to do. It seems to be a perfectly ideal way to fulfill the mitzvah. I went through the whole discussion. I don't have time to chaz that right now. But one thing I will say is certainly it would appear that the Yotze B'Kelach is the way the mitzvah should be fulfilled. And that's what I think is the right way to fulfill it. That's the right way to fulfill it, even though there are some who claim that Yotze B'Kelach means as a kind of a B'diyet. But ideally, we should have the leaves. I am very much opposed to that position for a number of reasons. If you're using the leaves, it's much harder to get to a shear, it's hard to measure. And number two, Rav Osai, it's more infested, there's a greater chance of infestation. So I try to use the stalks. And the stalk, how much of the stalk is a kazayas? What did we say kazayas was? What did we say, 20? 22.5 cc. That's what we said. I forgot. 22.5 cc's. So what's that? That's less than the size of a shot glass. Pretty. So if you get, I think you buy Roman stalks. One stalk with that should be all that. Much more. It displays much more water than I think so. Take two. And if it's not short, just take another one. But nothing wrong. Is it an extra keel? And the matzah, you should also kazayas moriotza. I don't ever heard of that. That's what we spoke about just recently. This week, we came to the idea that maybe by matzah, remember the Rashbam, I see the Rashbam. By mor, you have to be also the first time, and matzah the second time. So one of the reasons it was given by the Mishmaras L'Shemur is by matzah, you have an additional kiyum because of the original kiyum of eating more than the kazayas. But mor is no such kiyum, so you don't need to eat too much. But that's what you should do. If you're having measured leaves, it's very hard to know. They have these graphs. You ever seen these things that come up from school? A leaf has to be this big. It's true. A leaf has a leaf. A thin leaf is nothing.
Did you just crunch it up?
Crunch it up. But it seems to be this. If you ask me, a stalk is really better. It's really better. The Pashup Shad is that the stalk is levin lechatchila, even though there are some who claim that it's only second best to the leaves. Okay. That's as far as the leaves are concerned. Again, in my view, as opposed to others, the stalks are better than the leaves for the technical reasons of the shear and the infestation. Others claim, based on Lashon Yotzin, that the leaves are somehow better than the stalk. When it comes to the horseradish, people still use. So in theory, we said the root is no good, but that knocks out almost the entire horseradish. So there are those who are making. And there's yet another problem with Rashi, which is end with this. Sorry, which is you can't win. According to some, you have to have the horseradish whole. Just imagine that. Because once you grind it up, it loses its bracha bar for adamas, it says my sinis and agada, and therefore it's no good for the mitzvah, he claims. Others say for carrot. If you have to dafka grate it, you have to plain it, shaloka there hakir can kill you. So you're not yotze that way. So you can't win. Of course, minig yisrael is to grind it up, and we assume that it's good. We had a whole lich masada by richas gedola to explain why it is good. But they said another reason to avoid the horseradish. What I do in my house, we use lettuce, romaine lettuce, primarily stalks, for the maror. Comes to korech, once again, romaine lettuce stalks with matzah, kazayas of each. And then, minig abosanib yodenu, that you should be able to feel some sharpness and bitterness. Start to cry, your face should turn red, that the children and the grandchildren So I have it at the end. After I already was yotze by morrow, because otherwise it's a question of mitzvah, of reshus without the mitzvah. That's how I do it in my house. Okay? On both sides, we have some time left to talk about the Haggadah, so we're going to close our Gemaras, open our Haggadahs, and so everyone has a Haggadah, or most of the time we talk about it. Anyway, I have in front of me a Haggadah Minchas Osher. That's to be quoted by wives before. I thought it was the only right to use this agada. And everyone tries their own agada, or else knows agada more or less by peh. We'll discuss as much time as time allows some of the highlights. Yes, in a question mark. No? Someone had a hand up? Good. Let's open the agada from the beginning. So, Kadesh, right? We know we say Kiddush, the whole machlokes. In some homes, everybody says his own Kiddush. If they don't do it Friday night, they do it Saturday night. So my wife got up in her house. Everyone did the Kiddush. Why? Pashut Olamdus. Because of the idea you wanted to make sure that it's your cups. You wanted to sadder the Arba curses on your own cup. So if you assume you don't make your own Kiddush, this is the Balabas. There's another discussion. I saw it in the Hilfos Chag B'Chag Haggadah. Do you have to hold the cup? That's our minute. Everybody holds the cup. What happens? How's it go by you in your house? Everyone holds. When I'm making when you hold the cup and your father makes kiddush, you just hold on to it. So pick it up, hold on to it. Yeah, right? He said, you don't even need that. As long as it's in front of you, it's also good enough. But the minig is that way, the in-between minig. You don't say it, you don't leave it, you just hold on to it, and you're answering amen to the to what the Baal Bas. Good. Uruchas, I told you, in my house we are mekel, but only I do it, and without a brach. That's when my kids all involved, the grandchildren now. You make a bracha, you don't make a bracha. I start making a bracha. No, yes, no. This gets them excited by the ruchats and the rach, so they're going with a bracha, without a bracha. Because they all in this in school. You have to keep the kids excited. So, Mishra will have children one day, and the kid will learn no bracha. You'll wash, they'll say, ba! And they'll say, oh, no! So, this is how you, just give you entire pedagogical tricks how to keep youngsters engaged at the same. Fine. Karpas, the biggest trick of karpas is getting less than the kazayas. Less than the small kazayas of 3 cc's. That's less than 1/10 of a fluid ounce. It has to be really small. My wife cuts up some pepper, small. But to get to less than 3 is it's almost impossible. So the guy is less than kazayas. I saw he has over here. And what is, I think it was him or somewhere else, says, since we wouldn't make a burning fascist, unless in the half a kibbutz anyway, he wanted to slice the difference. So according to that's everything he says. It's all here. But the Marami Prague and the Rambam say after the Kazayas for Karpas. But it's a problem of Bernafoshis. I solved the problem. I have a small Kazayas, less than half a kibbutz. So really, really, I'm having the Marals and Rambam sheep because it's a Kazayas. But there's no thing to Bernafoshis. I would never make a Bernafoshis because I'm worried about the Chatzi kibbutz. If you consider that being yotz all the shittas, which now because a karpas more than we'll call the 7.5 cc's and less than the 22 cc's, maybe less than a bigger shear for the bracha chon. I'm pretty sure I saw it over here, and it's got an interesting idea, food for thought. Okay, yachatz.
Is that what Ruby does? Or
I go for the small one. I go for the small. So the plain Jew. Small, but again, the truth is, as small as I'm getting it, it might still be a gazayas. So I shouldn't feel bad if it's a gazayas, I'm yotzi his sheet. Rabbi Kopp, a big time itself. Okay. And most people in my table are having bigger kazais. In other words, even though my wife cuts pretty small ones, but if you were measuring them, probably most of them are bigger, or I don't know, about the size of our aisles. Yes?
Is there ever suggested taking the piece and cutting off like a smaller piece?
No, that's such a idea. Yeah. Also, I use a fork. He asks a fork. Use a fork and not chayv in the tila. He said, use potatoes, he says. Take your hand with the potato and put it. Oh, man. Emily posed with turnover.
It's just
Kadesh Yeshadu
anyway.
What?
It's just
Kadesh Yeshadu
anyway. It doesn't.
I understand. I'm just saying, I happen to notice what I just happened to be reading through the rest yesterday. And then the guy pairs Yachatz in this agoda, but I saw a few things already. Okay, maybe after Pesach, but I noticed that on Pesach. No time. Okay. Now we have Yachatz, and you split the matzah in two. The bigger one is set aside for the Afikoman, and the smaller one is for the Mosi Matzah, and that's another thing my grandchildren always want, which is bigger. I try to cut it mamash down the middle. This bigger, they're fighting, the other, this is bigger. You have to, okay. The Rich Boss says you should have a matzah of prusa, not for everybody. It's only going to be work for the small matzah, not even for what I printed. But okay, do the best you can. Kam's magid. So first is holach ma'anya. We already pointed out that you pick up the kara. That's the minute. The kara shesh ma'amatzis. Holach ma'anya. Let's give our first bar Torah, Rabosai, from the dubda magid. Here in Rabbi Weiss's Agoda, he has a kaf in bracket. Kira oha. The dubda magid says the following mashal, which is said every single year at my Seder table. I have a klal at the Seder. You know, when I say a shir, I give a drush, I always like to say new things. Always new, because that's how it's taught. Chiddush. When it comes to the Seder, it's the same old. Every year, it's the same thing. But my children never get bored, because they haven't heard since last year. And they want to hear me, they want to hear the Abba, or they want to hear the grandfather, they want him to tell over the same story. So it's the same stories every time. This is how the story goes. The Dibna Magad Moshe. He wants to know why we say ha, we should be ka, is the following Moshe, Rabbo Sai. The Moshe goes to a very poor person who would sell rags. Go around there, a peddler. A rag peddler. And he'd yell out, this is a Polish Jewish word, shmatis. That's how I have to serve my father, how he told the story. Ever know that? You never use the word shmata? Yeah, shmata. They use it even in colloquial. It made you into a shmata. I mean, it's a rag, right? You need to carry on as well. Shmatas! And he'd sell a rag here and a rag there, and he got a penny here and a penny there. Okay, fine. One day, Rabosa, you never know, he won the lottery. Okay? He became a gvir adir, and he put on fancy clothes, three-piece suits, and his kids were new, he bought a fancy house. Ah, the cult of. But he understood his humble roots. So every year, on the anniversary of the day that he won the lottery, he'd go into his closet, take out his old tattered clothing, his old bag full of rags, and walk around the house, yell out, Shmatis, Shmatis, and he'd give his children presents, and they'd be all excited. Oh, it's every year on the day of the anniversary, they won the lottery. Good. This Habach HaGagal, he invested with Madoff, and he had nothing left. Mamash cleaned out, it was completely cleaned out, nothing left. And he was starving. Nothing there, couldn't support his family. His wife told him, listen, Yanko, what's the problem? You gotta go upstairs, take out go back to your old part also. So he takes out his old stuff, his old clothes, and his old rag, and he goes to the room and his kids see, oh, daddy, give us the treats. You want the treats? Where they give them all their toys and their games and their treats. Oh, my dear children, he tells to them, you don't understand. The last 5 years, the good years, I was just making believe. I was just recreating and simulating. Now it's the real thing. I'm really impoverished. I'm really selling shmatas now. Same thing says the Dubna Magid. We were in Eretz Yisrael. We would say, Kehol Achmanya. Whatever we do now to Seder is make believe that Avodah Mayinu when we had all the problems. But now that we're in the bitter Golas, it's mamash holach money. It's the real thing. Like the peddler was poor and rich became poor again. That's how he says it. Ad kan divrei Hagoda emes liyakov. By the way, many of these things are found in the collection called the Migdal Eder. If you have that, that's why we grew up with that Haggadah. There's many of the Kutim, including things in Emes Yaakov. I have that in my house, Emes Yaakov as well. It's a separate Haggadah. You look it up. It's beautiful. My favorite Haggadah of all, what I like to use, is the Maisa Nissen. Not because of the greatness of its Mechaba, the Nesivus, Baal Mekor Chai, and we spent so much time on this year, but because he has Givaldi Gevorms too. He's great in not only in Halacha. He has the following try. He has the following question. What kind of joke is this? Called Dichman Yesev Yech. Yeah, behind locked doors with God standing outside, with dogs, who knows what, gated community. Called Dichman Yesev Yech. You're making a joke. You want to invite people, you invite them in shul. You don't invite them over here when you're sitting in your locked house. What's going on over here? Zoch the Nesiv is like this. Based on what we just said until now. As he puts it there, the simcha mazu osa. What are you happy about? You were in Golos, you're back in Golos. What'd you gain? You were in Golos, you're back in Golos. There's a mushal. A mushal of guys thrown into the gulag of the Soviet dungeon. He may never come out alive. And he didn't. He's in jail. Okay, good. Now, Rabosai, what happens? He gets out of jail. And they throw him back into an American prison where he's in jail for 5 years. He knows he's getting out, with parole will get out in 2 years, etc. So what's the difference? Here a jail, there a jail. There a jail, you're in jail forever. Here a jail, you know you're getting out. What a difference. I mean, still jail, but compared to the first jail, it's a big simcha. That's the pshat over here too. Originally, Rabosai, we were in the pits, we were not much this close to extinction. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, he promised us, no matter how bad it's going to be, he's going to take us out. And this is exactly why we're so frelich. We say, Kol Dich Ben Yesev Yech, not to invite the poor people, we invited them already. But Kol Dich Ben Yesev Yech, we invited them, because we, our famous Rambam, Simchas Yotav, not just to eat yourself, you have to share with others. So we already were expressing our joy. And that, and the invitation of the people who need is just an expression of that joy. And the question becomes, why should we be so happy? We're in jail. The answer is, Hashat Ahocha, Lashana Habo of Arad Yisrael, we guarantee to go back there to Israel. Hashat Ahab of Nechor, that's what we're happy. Ad Khan, Divya Maisanissim, on Holach Ma'an. Good. So we have Manashtana, we spoke about that. Manashtana, we don't follow the Minchas Asher Agada, we don't put the we cover to the side, we just cover the matzahs. That's our minig, with the Aruch HaShulchan, that itself is an Akira. Then you bring the Korah back, you uncover the matzahs, and you say, Avodah Mayinu, this is what we say straight. What does it mean? Is it really true? We be honored with Oneinu, and Oneinu, we should bother in the Fabra Mitzrayim. Yes, there is Kiliyotza Atta Mishim Mitzrayim. But others say, Meshubadim doesn't mean Meshubadim physically, means Mishubadim spiritually. And we've not gotten out of that split second. We've been in another Shara Tumah. We've never been able to get out of it. And it would have been a real disaster. Fine. Cholamabel, the Sabbath, Mishim Mitzrayim. Raise the Meshubach. That's for sure. That's the opening line to the market. We should always try to say as much as we can. Keep our children interested. And keep ourselves interested. Fine. Then we have also the famous Maisa of the Chachmei Yisrael, Rabbi Lezer, Yeshua, Moshe ben Azariah, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Bnei Brak. All night, we were discussing B'Siyas Mitzrayim. We spoke about it in the Halacha Shir, why it is that Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, who holds Chatzos, continued past. I'm not going to go into it right now. And then the very next thing is the Imam Brachas, the Mishnah, again Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, so some want to say, oh, the connection is that the Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah stayed after midnight, not for Sipur, which is over at midnight, but for Zechir, which is all night. That's one. I mentioned to you a different shot. that for keret, that the zechir is necessary to explain how do we know that sifur is so elaborate. Since we have already an everyday mitzvah of zechir, so sifur must be something more elaborate. So it goes either way. Fine. We have the Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, which is a kind of a Birchas HaTorah on the Kenegat Arbo Abonim, the Arbo Abonim. Echad Chocham, Echad Rosh, Echad Tam, Ve'echad Shein Yelisho. So what is a Tam? What's a Tam? It's a Tam. Huh? A simpleton, that's what everyone says. If you look at the Tzim Sagon, it says no. Yaakov Ish Tam Yoshe Baho. Sense. The four Baruch HaMakoms are parallel to the four sons. Baruch HaMakom is the Chacham. The Chacham is the philosopher. He wants to know more Eidos, Chukim. He's interested not just in learning. He wants to know the Amuna stuff, the other stuff. That's Baruch HaMakom. Baruch Hu, the opposite of that, is the Rosh, who's against the Amuna. Baruch Shenachtam Yisrael is the Tam. He wants to learn Torah. Yaakov is Tam. What's the negative, the opposite? There's any addition. This doesn't know. There's not the capacity. Not that it's twist. Not the way which you could mention. You could look at the pictures. It doesn't work that way. My father, the Rabbi, also has a story which is attributed to the Malbim and others about the four generations. It's not the Peshutim, of course. It's that person come to America with a long white beard. He was the Chacham. His son would rebel. So many American people came to America and their children weren't from at all. Never. That was the norm. He was the Russian. Then came the grandson. He was at the top. He didn't know what's going on. Daddy is Fry, Zaidi is Frum, and I'm just confused. Tom. Next generation, the grandfather already died. It was the original person who was dead already. So what are you left with? You have a grandfather, his grandfather's a Russian. His father's a top, doesn't know what he's doing. The next generation, Nebuch, any day of the show. Nebuch doesn't know what's going on. That's not, of course, the truth, though, but this is a shtickle Americana in terms of the four generations, as it was said. But the Chacham, the Girsa Zagra is much better with the Ad. And the rest, you'll be able to say it means because that's the last mitzvah, the top of Piv. Okay. The Rosh is the enigma. Because the Rosh says, Moav Odas Oslochem. With the advantage of this Agada, it tells you where the Pesukim are. Shmos Yudbeis Chavov. Lechem V'lolo. Shehos Yitatzim Naklal Kofa B'Ikar. Avot Ahake Yashinov. Sefer Abuzer. Also Hashanim B'Tzeis B'Mitzvah. What is that? Shmos Yudgimel Ches. Huh? What's going on over here? Disconnect. So the Beis Halevi says, doesn't say, leave alone the chop. Leave alone low. Says the Beis Halevi, you don't answer them. You can't answer the Rosh. A Rosh doesn't believe in the Ikra Emunah. You can't go Altanik Silki Balto. You have to protect the rest of your children from his influence. Leave alone low. You're talking to the rest of them. Not to him. To the rest of them. That's why the Pesukim are not corresponding, because you're not talking to him. That's the Beis Halevi's bar. Of course, it's a famous gematria. It's good for the children. What do you mean? Hakei Shinov? It's a gematria. You take Russia. I'm also saying you can take your cell phone out, if you have one, and you can do arithmetic. Russia is what the gematria? 500 and what?
6.
Russia? 570. You knock out Shinov. What's Shinov? Shin Nun Yud Vav. 366. What is 570? Minus 366. What is it? 204 is the gematria. Tzaddik. Unbelievable. Knock out his teeth means you make him into a tzaddik. I say, forget, do kiruv. His teeth are though, he's biting with his teeth. He's so full of cynicism and rancor. Soften him up and become a tzaddik. Alibi. Again, the Tam is, he's coming straight from Yud Gimel Yud Dalet. Right? Mazos. It says, oh, guess what? Again, he is the most subject to the Russia's ridicule. That's why you have to, you're protecting the Shehri Elisha primarily from the influence of the Russia. with the base of ladies. Good. Yochanan Rosh Chodesh. We spent time on this already. Mitchila all the Avodah Zarah Hoy Rav Hosein. So my father would always quote from my grandfather, Zichrono Livracha. He would say when he came to America 100 years ago, the worst thing you can tell somebody, a green year, a high machine came from off the boat, you're old fashioned. Yeah, Torah is old fashioned, old fashioned, old fashioned. Because everyone wanted to have old fashioned. So my grandfather would respond, what do you mean? Mitchila all the Avodah Zarah Hoy Rav Hosein. Avodah Zarah is old-fashioned. That came before Rabbi Avinu. But on a more serious note, Rabbi Osai, the whole passage is so strange. Quote from Sefer Yehoshua, talk about Terach. When does Terach ever come into the liturgy? Terach? Schus Avos from Terach? No, who else gets thrown into Esav? Esav got in here? What's Esav doing here? Terach, Esav, what's it all about? So here's another beautiful mashal from the Mais Nissen. This is a beautiful, beautiful mashal. The mashal is, well, we'll update it, Rabbi Osai, to an American mashal. I want to tell you first to get another mashal before I get to this time review. Mashal, also from the Mais Nissen, two in a row from the Mais Nissen. He's such a beautiful mashal. Let's go back to what we spoke about before. We had Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is only at night. Only at night. Whereas Zechiris Mitzrayim is either only by day, according to the Chachamim, and even according to Ben Zoma, it's Kolarabos, it's primarily by day. Frechted Maisonism doesn't make sense. Why should it be that the Sipur is only at night, and Zechiris is either only by day or mainly by day? It's the following mashal. This is my kid's favorite mashal. Once upon a time, there was a couple. Tzadikim Gemurim, there was a foundling on the steps of the shul, and they took him in, took care of his every need, the boss says, his every need, which means, you know, those who know about parenting, you have to get up in the middle of the night, to change the diapers, and you have to feed him, and then every need from the infancy, and then he got older, and children don't grow on trees, and then problems in school, and problems in the shul, and problems in the neighborhood. How it is in raising children. Baruch Hashem, challenges. They took care of him, they sent him to school, paid his stiff tuition bills. Mamish the works. He turned 18, and they sent him off. You can fill in the blank, the yeshiva, the college, or both, whatever, you fill in the blank. Okay? And they want to show him as a sign of affection all those years that they spent with him, and now he's going off on his own. So they gave him a gift, the fanciest car in the market. My kids tell me it's called a Lamborghini. Is that still true?
Yes.
Okay. Lamborghini. I know that. I'm not. Once my kids said, Abba, there's a Lamborghini. Like, I never even know what it looked like. I just, Lamborghini. Makublani. That's the Lamborghini. Good. Drives off. Gets to his campus. He calls up his father and mother and says, Dad, Mom, this Lamborghini is awesome. It drives, you know, hugs the road and it accelerates. Next, they called him again. Dad, Mom, this Lamborghini is stupendous. It takes the turns so beautifully, and Dad put on the stereo and it's fantastic. Next day, he says, "This is great." I don't know what one of the things that I don't know enough car features to be able to say what it is. The tape deck or the airbag came out, Gavaldik. I don't know. Parents happy to hear that. But it goes on for a whole week. Every day calls and says how a Lamborghini. So one day his father says to him, Sonny boy, you know, for 18 years we took care of you every single need. We adopted you. We took care of you. We did everything for you. And all you have to hack with the Lamborghini? Daddy, you're right. So from then on, every day he calls up and says, Daddy, Mommy, thank you for adopting me, taking care of me, all my needs, I appreciate it, shalom. It was on for a whole year. Year passes, and he gets a thing in the mail, 12-month warranty for the Lamborghini, bringing it to be checked in the Lamborghini store to have it renewed. Okay, brings it in, ship shape, he calls up his father and says, you know, Daddy, you're not going to leave it. 12-month Lamborghini is gewaldig! And he goes on and on. and then the steering, and then the stereo, and then the brakes, and then the tires, and then I don't know what whatever the car could possibly have, windshield wipers, I don't know what the cruise control, I'm trying to think of what I know what cars have in them. It's Gavaldik. Father listens, doesn't interrupt him. It's very appropriate. Good. Next year, 24-month warranty, same ice. Every day he keeps calling him saying, thanks, you for adopting me, taking care of me. Says in the Sivus, that's exactly what I'm here as well. Every day we say that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Hashem Elokeinu Asher Hoteis Eschem Eretz Yisrael. You know when Hashem did that? He took us out at high noon. High noon. As we read the first day of Pesach. High noon. Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. That's Hashem adopted us, took us out. We thank Hashem for taking care of adopting us, taking care of all our needs before then and after then. But the miracles, capped by the greatest of the miracles, the Makas Bechoros, took place at midnight. So when we get our annual message that you've lasted 12 more months, and now it's say tonight, we picked after the night to talk about the Lamborghini. Well, the 10 Makas and every detail we talked about, the long Magid, that's appropriate on say tonight. That's simpler. That's only at night. That commemorates the Makas Bechoros took place at night. But the Zeches Yisrael Ram, which is just one sentence, that Hashem adopted us, took care of us, took us out, that's only by day, or primarily by day, that's where that actually happens, right? That kind of beautiful mushroom, the Lamborghini, which fits in with the both the Sipur and the Zechir, which are found in consecutive paragraphs. Now up to Mitchilo, the following mushroom, also mentioned this. Listen to this one. Updated Rav Osai to New York City. I must tell you that when I started saying my storm was in the 70s, it was difficult times in New York City, and then it became even more difficult. So I'm giving you the mushroom from there. Maybe today things have gotten a little bit better. The mushroom is that someone's riding a motorcycle in Central Park, and a guy mugs him because he wants his money. Good? Basically, make it a bicycle, it'd be a little easier. He whoops him, and you know, he's running. Jogging in Central Park, just as good. He wants his money because he has a drug habit or whatever. He mugs him from behind, pulls him down, takes his wallet, and suddenly realized by mistake, he opened up a gash in his head. That was not his intention. He doesn't want his money. He feels a pang of conscience. What does he do? He takes some of that money, flags a cab, runs to Roosevelt Hospital, and he takes him to the emergency room. He has to have stitches, and then he takes him home, somewhere to the west side, upper west side, and he takes care of him. And now he's saying goodbye. So the guy was mugged. What does he say to them? Thank you. What does he say? Thank you. I don't know why. Yeah. It was so nice to him. He took him from the Central Park to the hospital. And hospital back to his apartment. But wait a minute. If he would have let me alone, I wouldn't have his stitches in my forehead. Still, thank you. That was inappropriate. That's the mush. Here's an imshul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Correct? We thank him profusely. But wait a minute. Who took us in there? Who put us in there? Ribbono Shel Olam. Why are we thanking him? He put us in, he took us out. Why are we thanking him? Oh. But the answer of all is as follows. If Mitzrayim is simply a place where we were persecuted, then there's no answer to this question. But the pasuk refers to Mitzrayim in Sefer Devarim as a kur arbazel, a purifying furnace. Klaus had so many impurities, it was necessary for their own good to go into the purifying furnace of Mitzrayim. So it's not bad, even that itself was good. So then we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for both, for putting us in Mitzrayim where our impurities were removed, and then for taking us out and helping us. Oh, where do we find that? Right over here. Mitchila of the Avodah Zara Hoyo Avosenu. Mamash Terach, mentioned Terach by name. Mamash and Obed Avodah Zara. I wasn't that many generations. Right? They knew the generations counted down. Terach, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. And then you had, we have four more generations. You're in Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Levi, Kahos, Amram, Moshe. But they had their Yichus book brief straight to Terach. They knew exactly where they were coming from. And Obed Avodah Zara, filled with impurities. Kadosh Baruch Hu took it to Mitzrayim, gradually got rid of some of those impurities. From Avinu, also had impurities. He had Yishma was lapped off. Yitzhak, much more pure. He also had impurities. He had Esav, lapped off. Well, Esav is mentioned over here. Yaakov, Uvonov, Yodim Mitzrayim, there were still impurities. So he had to have the time of Mitzrayim to get rid of those impurities. And for this reason, we were required to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only for the Yitzias Mitzrayim, but for even being in Mitzrayim. Otherwise, what are you thanking for the Yitzias? He put you in the first place. The Moshe with the mug over in Central Park. Adkan to Gaval, the Gemisholim of the Maisanis. Fine. Oh, not too much time to go. But let's just go a little bit further. So Baruch Shomach the Chos to Yisrael Baruch Hu Shekadosh Baruch Hu Chishim is a Kates. Famously, Kates is 190, and it took out of the 400, 190. We only went to Mitzrayim 210 years. So what's the big deal? Chishim is a Kates. It's a track. Briska Rav is a different part. The Briska Rav says that the truth is that there are two explanations as to how we were able to be in Mitzrayim only 210 years and not 190 years. One is, we count the 400 years from Leilas Yitzchak, that's famous, Rashi quotes it. The other, Shat also found in Chazal, Koshi Hashibud means because he worked extra hard, so therefore we could, we packed it into a shorter amount of time. Explains the Briska Rav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's inscrutable wisdom is necessary to be mechashiv as a case to see to it that those two cheshbonos would run down at the precise same moment. In other words, Hashem had us work extra hard, and the mefarshim say how long we have to work. 210 years we were enslaved. Out of those 210, 86 years. 86 years were koshi hashibud. How do you know? When Miriam was born, she was called Miriam. 86 years from Lashon Mar, Miriam. That was the koshi hashibud. So if the koshi would have been too intense, then that cheshbon would run out before the 400 years of Leilas Yitzchak. Had it been not intense enough, the cheshbon would run out after 400 years of Leilas Yitzchak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chishev as a case, he calibrated the koshi hashibud with such precision that the two cheshbon should end at exactly the same moment. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon. Ad kan from Briska Rav. Okay, so now we have what's the pasuk? Though I tell you, yeah, yes, I have a lot of them. Vavod and Venus are very shana. Kama Sugash was a noch, it's Mushkosh Golo. The he, Shom, the Lavo Sen, the Volano. And then it goes to say the mad, my biggest love and Rami last is the Yaka Levine. She parallel goes with the Schorim, the love and biggest Laka Rasako. So I want to end with two Mishalim to explain the very famous Kasha. What's the he, Shom? Achre, Chayetu, Ruchush Golo, the he, Shom, Rabbi said, where is that Ruchush Golo? You have it? He sh'od l'avosem. You have it stowed away somewhere? The Ruchush Golo? Where is it? we don't have it. So what is the he referring to? I'm going to share two pshatim. One from the Netziv, and one from the Dubna Magad. If we start Dubna Magad, we'll ever Dubna Magad. We'll have the Netziv first. The Netziv says, the he sh'od does not refer to the last word. Refers to the entire sentence. What the entire sentence? Ger yez aracha be'eretz lo lahem. That's what it is. Kadosh Baruch was promising us, Rabbi Osai, that with any land that we enter, we're always going to be gerim. We will never able to be full toshav. Try as we might. It'll never happen. It cannot happen. If chalila would happen, you think it might be good for us, we would completely assimilate chas v'shalom. Kadosh Baruch Hu will not allow us to become full-fledged citizens in any country. This is reminiscent of what the Torah Tumimah writes on the pasuk at the beginning of Eicha. Golsa, lo motza manoach, says the Ben Mishrava, ha motza manoach lo hayu chozer. Can you imagine that? We find a manoach in Golsa, we never go back there to Israel. That'll be it. Toast, we have to assimilate, we owe. So Kadosh Baruch Hu promises us it cannot happen. There can never be a full assimilation of Klal Yisrael in God's. It may be for a short period of time, But then it comes up with a vengeance, as it happened with Hitler, Yimach Shemo, which was predicted famously by the Meshech Chochma. He said, we go to foreign lands, we become acculturated. Yachshavu she Berlin hi Yerushalayim. He wrote that long before Hitler. Yachshavu she Berlin Yerushalayim. And he predicts there'll be a Sa'ara, a Sufa, there'll be an upheaval like we never saw before, because we can become too much assimilated. He said it. What year was Meshech Chochma, which was written? Maybe the printed label was written many, many years before the Nazis came to power. And he saw that Western Europe and Germany were becoming too acculturated. The culture, you know, the opera and the poetry, and they came like German citizens. Where they came also from? It's going to be a disaster. He predicted them correctly, unfortunately. So we can never be fully assimilated. We're going to disappear. So paradoxically, not to mean the Chaloseinu to destroy us with the sword, to destroy us with assimilation, as the Beis Leibis is famous. Worse than Esau, but he wants to kill us, is Ochi tries to embrace us. It's a tremendous danger. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us that the Gary, yes, Arachah, Beres Olam will never be able to completely assimilate. Of course, the take-home lesson is, don't try. But if you try, Chas V'Shalom, you're inviting that Sufa that the Meshech Chochma predicted. Keep your own distance. Rabbi said, we keep talking about the ghetto. Oy, the Warsaw ghetto, terrible. But the word ghetto is an Italian word. And the word ghetto is coming from Jews made their own ghettos. What was the very first ghetto? Goshen. Made by Yosef HaTzadik. Sail the market news in the Tziv. Mabike Shlomo Arami. Right? He wanted to be Galakas HaKol. How? With blandishments. We're friends. Right? Then, and what do? It says that we tried to stay away. Right? What does the Pasuk say? The Pasukim say, Vayogar Sham. What does Vayogar Sham mean? What does the word Vayogar Sham mean? What does it mean, Vayogar Sham? What does it mean? Vayogar Sham. Vayogar Sham means that what? Lo yarad Yaakov Avinu l'shtakev b'Mitzrayim elo lagar Sham. What does it mean? It doesn't just mean he wasn't there forever. Even while he was there, Logo Baratz Bani Eshev Eretz Goshen. The first ghetto we imposed on ourselves. Rabbi said, if we don't make a ghetto now in America, we'll be in big trouble. I don't mean have to put a wall around it. The truth is that many Jews today are living in very fashionable ghettos. I use the word ghettos only as a joke. But, you know, if you live in the five towns, it became a Baruch Hashem, Muncie, or maybe Teaneck. You know, there are a few places that we live which are in other cities as well. They live in very intense Jewish neighborhoods. That's good. Keep them at least together. You have to watch out for those forces that are coming in through the waves. You know, I'm going to do it right now, where the assimilation is very dangerous. Maven Yemen. All the various influence from the outside. Okay, that's the Netziv's chat. I want to conclude with the final motion of the Dumna Magid about what is the Rechush Dorah. I think it's the most critical of all the Mishalim for each and every one of us. And the marshal is as follows. We are updating it a little bit to the USA. And that actually even happened to me a little bit, to some extent. Maisa Sharek HaFayim. A Gvir had a house. He was going away for the whole summer. Fine. He needed somebody to water his lawn. Probably today he could do it automatically. He needed someone. He was a fellow who was not so wealthy family. And he was there for the summer. So, you know what? You come every day, you know, just before we go to Mincha, let's say, because that's when you're supposed to water the lawn before, you know, it's a little bit cooler in the late afternoon. And you put on the sprinkler, come back half an hour later and turn off the sprinkler. Not such a big avoider. Every day, I don't want my grass to be green. Good? Every day, the whole summer, he goes before Mincha, on the sprinkler, then come back after Marv, turn off the sprinkler. Yeah, Mamash are loyal. Good. Summer's over. And the Gvir comes back. he writes his, he goes to his name and gets a check for $100. $100. Guilt with guilt. $100 for a little kid. $100 check. What a generous man. Good. Gives it to the boy. The boy starts to cry. What's the matter? Daddy, every day I went for a whole summer. He gives me a piece of paper. Piece of paper. Why do you have a piece of paper? So the fellow goes to his name. Do me a favor. Go to the bank. Go get 100 shiny pennies. And if you give it to my son, I'll be very, very happy. So he goes to the bank. 100 shiny pennies. Oh, am I excited. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. So it shouldn't be said. So what? Avodim v'inu is one bracha. Avodim v'inu also have a mishan to kiyem ben, right? V'achrochein yisub v'chush gadol lo kiyem ben. What do you mean it shouldn't be said? V'inu by somebody else. Kadosh Baruch Hu to keep his word. Keep his word. What do you mean? Here's the answer on both sides. The v'chush gadol is really what? What do we get coming out of the Torah? What do we really get? Torah Seinu Makdosh Bar Sinai. Botzach Hasam Tavos Gimara Zeh. The Rechush Gadol is the Torah. And since you don't realize that, Torah, it's Torah, but book. We need 100 shiny pennies. What's 100 shiny pennies? Biza Sayom and Biza Mitzrayim and the Kesem and the Zov and the Smolas and you know, the Kol Hon Shemolim. That's the pennies. The real Rechush Gadol is the Torah Kadosh. So Vihi Sha'om La Vaseinu Kodeh Dibdim Damagin refers to the Torah Kadosh. That's really the Rechush Gadol. What we got before in gold and silver, that's just the pennies in the Mashal of the game. Well, I'm out of time, even for this I'm out of time. I want to tell everybody here, we spent the whole year so far, starting way back in Elul, now going through the Yud Nisan, very important day, the day of the Osla Chodesh Hazeh. And what are we doing here? We haven't gathered too many pennies. We're sitting and learning Torah Seinu HaKadosha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. We should realize that Shreinu Matov Chalkeinu. We just don't realize it sometimes. We have the greatest Rechush Gadol Yechor Mifti, the greatest Rechush Gadol in the Torah we've been learning now for the better part of a year. I'm saying it now. You know, some of the Chev already left already for Yontif. I feel bad they can get it maybe on some kind of something or other. But I realize that from our, we don't have too much time for the regular Zman after Pesach. So really now we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over Yontif, how grateful we are for this Menuchas HaNefesh. 100 years ago, your predecessors had no money and had no cup and had no opportunity to learn to your age over Gemara. It was impossible. Only Yechidim. Baruch Hashem, we've been privileged to have this Rechush Gadol, which thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I give you all the bracha. Just as you're now going to your parents' home to hear the Seder by them. One day, Mitzvah, you should become parents. You should continue the glorious tradition of passing this Rechush Gadol of the Torah HaKadosha to future generations. Achakosha v'sameach. Hashem.